We are on Daf Pesamed Beis, the Gemara. Tana Rabbono, Kol Shechavti Bishmirosoi, Irsharti Es Niskoi. If I was Mechuyev Bishmire, and I didn't watch it properly, Irsharti Es Niskoi. Zokta Baraisa Keitzat. Shoyer Uboyer Shemosro Lachere Shoyte Bekotten, Behizikoi Chayev L'Shalom. He gave over to Achere Shoyte Bekotten to take care of it, and they were Mazik, is Chayev L'Shalom. Asha Ein Kein Ba'esh. The same scenario occurred by Eish, Shemosro Lachere Shoyte Bekotten, he's Potter. Rek de Gemore Bamai Askino. What is the case to be a differentiating between Sheir, Boer, and Eish? Ilema b'Sheir Kosher u'Boer Mechuse. If it is speaking about a Sheir that was tied, a Boer that was covered, so that means it was a Mazik Shomo, the Chavosei Gabe Eish Gacheles, so comparing Eish to these two cases would be a case of a coal, that there's no flames whatsoever, there's perhaps a glowing coal. So, maishnahocha, maishnahocha. So, why do we differentiate between Eish and Sherebeir? Why by Sherebeir is he chayim and by Eish he's potter? Ella will say it's speaking about b'sheir mutter. It's speaking about a sheir that is not tied. U'boir megula. And he gave this over to a cheresh sheite bekotten to take care of. The chavosei gabe eish shall have it. It's speaking about also you have a mazik that's mukhan lahazik. You have a fire. So masha ein kein be eish te potter. So you'll tell me in such a case you're potter. But Omar Reish Lakish Mishmei Decheskiye, Reish Lakish said a memre, Asheleich as a be'era b'yad chere shoyte v'kotten, is potter b'dinei Adam, so Reish Lakish said, lo yishono ele shemosa lo yigacheles b'liba. You're only potter if you gave over a gecheles to the chere shoyte v'kotten, and he was melabe this gacheles. He blew on it till it became a eish, and he was mazik with it. Then you are a potter. Avol shal heves chayev. But if I gave over a flame already, an eish that's burning already, to a cheresh ayt bekotn yer chayev, my time the habori hezeke. This is, it's mezumen lahazik. I'm giving over a mazik. What is the difference? If I give over a mazik of sheir and boer to achere sheir to bekotten, I give over a mazik of eish to achere sheir to bekotten. So we have a problem. If it's speaking about a sheir kosher, it should be potter by sheir. If it's speaking about a sheir mutter, so then the case by Eish is similar to Shemot, which I shall have it. So according to Reish Lakish, he should be chayev by Eish also. So the Gemara says, La'olam b'sheir kosher. We're speaking about a sheir kosher u'boir mechus. U'dechavosei gabei Eish. Gacheles. So we're speaking about in all these three cases that it's l'chayre a shamo d'ke mazik. But the ka'amret, maishna hoche o maishna hoche. So what's the difference? Why by sheir ha'ber z'chayv and ha'gecheles is potter? And with the gemore, sheir darkei lintukei, a sheir that's tied, the derech is lintukei, the rope will tear. Boer darkei linturei, a boer, the derech is that the cover will fall in, will not last. Gacheles kama deshavik lo ma'amya amya va'ozla. But a coal, if you leave it, it will extinguish completely. Now, we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos understand Pshat in the Gemara. Zokt Rashi. Mashen came by Eish, Kilim Aforosh Lekamo, Gacheles, if we say it's speaking about a Gacheles, She'eno by Eres, it's not burning, Elim came Malabo Eish, so he has to be Malabo, this Gacheles, he has to blow on this Gacheles, till an Eish will come out. Shalheves, Shemosa Ud, Melube Lecheres, he gave already a burning flame. Moses the pot of it me, Vamar Eishlokish, Bakainis, Sain Ledir. Vaishon Eishlech, Aberbi, Atcher, Eshayte, Vekotten, the pot of Bedine Odom, Alkshemosle, Agacheles, Veliba, Oiso, Hacheres. Only pot of he gave over Agacheles, and the Cheres was Malabit. But, if he gave over Shalhevis, is Bori Hezeke, Mevuror Hezeke, Lakil. Shehi mizumenes lahazik. Bari mizumen. Some emela. We have here a problem. What is the case of the barais? So the Gemara said, it's speaking about a shayr kosher by mechusa. Shayr darke lintuke. Shayr, the derech is that the chevel, the rope will tear. Bahavale lasuke yadaite. So, the Baal HaShe'er should have realized Shafilu Eina Cheresh Matirai. Even if the Cheresh will not open up this leash, Seife Lahater HaSatzmai, but leaving it the way it is, eventually, it will open up without the assistance of the Cheresh. Hilkach Shmira Ru'ahi. So this is a inferior Shmira. Afilu Hitiroi Cheresh, Safilu, the Cheresh was Materit. That means the rope did not tear or untie by itself. The rope was untied or torn by the Cheresh. Chayu Balashel. Linturi Linpel. That by a bird to the kisui is the derech to fall in. Hilkach afilu gilo cheresh, even though it didn't fall in, balabur chayv l'shalem shloi shamroi karoi. So he did not make a proper shmira. Ma'amya amya va'ozlo, but a gecheles, by itself it will become extinguished. Umay de libo cheresh, that what the cheresh was malabid, lay rom yalei de bal gecheles lasuke yadaite, de bal acheles was not responsible to take into consideration that the cheresh might be malabid the gecheles. Now, in order to understand Shitas Rashi, I'd like we should turn to the Rif. Daf Hei Harif, it is Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. And let us look into the Melchamis. The Melchamis is Now the Mechamis is, we'll count from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the bottom. It starts, the first word is V'chayiv. And let us see the Mechamis, how the Mechamis says Pshat Na Gemore, and he says V'chayim Pirush Rabbeinu Shloime. So this is how the Mechamis learned Pshat Na Rashi. Elevadai. V'shekosher Karoi. A Gemara speaking about, according to Reish Lakish, he tied it properly. Or he made a proper kisui, that if the one who fell into this bayer, the kisui would have remained on the bayer, would have never fallen in. And what happened? V'gilo cheresh v'shaitas kine. And the cheresh uncovered it. The kiva, so here the Muhammad says the whole sod of Agamore. The havalei lemeisei la'achazman. That means you made a proper leash, you made a proper covering, but you have to know things don't last forever. So you should have made it your business once every 2 months to come and see what's happening. Umechzei. See if it tore, if it didn't tear. That means here speaking about the cover. You have to understand you have a berbishus haram with a cover on it, and there is traffic going over the cover. So it could be because of the roiv adrises or the gmalim, it could very well be the cover fell in. And he didn't come. Peisheyahu. So this person is a peisheyah. You have a mazik with a shmire, which will not last forever, which is olol. Let us give us man, once in 2 months, it could become niskalkul the shmire. So you are obligated to come in 2 months. Not coming, you are peisheyah. Va'afal pishalei nosak v'nosak. So, look at Ramban, Lamaise, it didn't tear, and it didn't fall in. Ela shegilu mitchila cheresh shayte v'kotten, but the cheresh shayte v'kotten decided to take it off. Yischayev, so yischayev. Af al pi she'en lechayvay al maiseyem, he's not chayev because of what they had done, because of their actions. Mishum dahavaleit chilose b'pshiye v'sayfe b'ayin. So, Mamela said, Ramban said, Be'emesin lehavale lasuki adaite, he knows the cheresh v'shoite is not such an ideal shomer, but fine. Not an ideal shomer, but it's shomer, there's a cover, there's a leash that it's tied to. But he was a pesheya, he had no right to ignore the mazik that he possesses, he should have come once every 2 months. He didn't come, and surprisingly, the cheresh shoite v'kotten untied the leash, or took off the kisi, which is something which is unexpected. So this is an onus. So Yisod, he should be potter, but it's tchilosai b'shoigig, tchilosai b'pshi b'sayfa b'aynes. Kach pirsha rabbeinu shloimeh. So now, let us see again the Loshon of Rashi, so we'll appreciate what Rashi is saying. Rashi says, "Shoyer darke lentuke, bahavale lasuke yadaite." He should have realized, "Shafilu eina cheresh matira." Even the cheresh will not be matter the chevel. Over soifei lahateres atzme. Eventually, it is not a shmira that will last forever. Now it's a good shmira, but every 2 months you have to check up on it. Hilkach shmira ruuehi on 2 months later, not on now. The same thing he says, he did not take care properly of his bayal. But over here, the maila of a gecheles is, fakert, now it is not a mazik. And he doesn't have to worry about what's going to be in 2 months. In 10 hours already, it's going to be completely extinguished. So he has nothing what to worry about. Umay the liba cheresh, and of all things, the cheresh went and was malaba the gacheles. He never thought that this would occur. So memele. So that is why he's pota atzonus. So shoyer and boyer. It's chilose b'pshiyev v'sayfe b'aynes. Eish is an onus. It's because he wasn't a pesheya, ma'am ya'am ye'bozel, and that what the cheresh went, and was malabe the eish, that lahavale la sukiya daita. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Zuk Tosfos b'sheir kosha uber mechuse perish karoy. We're speaking about he had made a proper shmirah. Di b'shaloi karoy la plumi. If he didn't make a proper shmirah, so what? So that's like a sheir muta. Wait, mitpoch mash nachu klaim b'shnei moyelam lifter. But the mukilah b'sheir muta uber megule. So Isis was speaking about that he made a proper shmirah. Shoyer ovid l'netuki, perish rashi, afilu b'loi cheresh, darke l'netuki me'elov. V'chein boir, darke l'neturi me'elov. V'koshe, so Tosfos did not learn like the Rambam. So Tosfos understood that it's speaking about that l'chatchile it wasn't a proper shmirah. So that's why he didn't make a proper shmir to begin with. So Tosfos, da koch be kosher because say karoy mayri ke de pirashti. We just said before that that's a tight shir kosher that it was a proper shmir. If it wasn't a proper shmir, so it's a shir muta. Ule kamot nan, and if he made a proper shmir, ki soy karoy potter. V'nire leforish, v'darke lentuke al yedei cheresh koma. Not the way Rashi says. You gave it over to a cheresh. V'gora mishum demos al a cheresh. You have a cheresh that's taking care. You have a mazik that's tied with a leash, and you tell this cheresh or this cotton, take care of this mazik. It'll take care of him. It'll watch him. It'll be very tempted to open up the leash and see what happens next. Or the same thing you told him to watch the boil, he'll open up the boil to see what's inside the boil. So memele, so therefore, this shmire that you had made by giving the mazik over to the chereshayt of a kodin to take care of, you were mekalko your shmire. You have to understand, these are people who will be mekalkol a shmira, which mitzad atzma would have been sufficient. Avol gecheles legore kolkach. Tein darke le labes gecheles k'may she darke le ntuki she le nture ber, the kama de shavik lacheresh ma'am ya'am yevozol. That means that you have to be very quick in order to be malabadis gacheles. That means if you wait a little bit, it's going to extinguish completely. Now, the chereshayt of a cotton are not such big zrizim that as soon as you leave them, they run to be malabad the cheresh. That means they'll be there a little while. They'll start getting interested to see what the boy looks like without a kisi, what the shayr will do without a leash, but not the first few seconds. Some emele. So by a gecheles, time is of the essence. So since lemaise it's ma'am ya'am yevozel, so you have nothing what to worry about, that the cheresh will, as soon as you leave him, will start being malabadeish. So therefore, that's why by gecheles you're potter, according to Reish Lakish, by sheir or by yechayim. Now let us see further the Gemara. This is according to Reish Lakish. Ula Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan the Omar, afilu mosa loy shal hebes, nami potter. Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu you gave a cheresh out of a cotton, you entrusted him with a shal hebes, you also potter. So memele, if eish is potter, means afilu you have a fartik emazig, it's bori ezeke, you potter. The chavasa hocha b'shoir muta b'remegula. So if you're comparing eish to shoir boil, so just like an eish is a complete mazik, so without a shmire, so a boir and a shoir is also a mazik, speaking about it wasn't tied and it was an open boil. So maish na hocha o maish na hocha. So why, by Eish, according to Rabbi Yochanan Yopota, even though it's a shall have it, Maishna Sheir Boyer Mutter, Sheir Mutter, or Boyer Megule, Yechayim. So the Gemara answers, Hosam Tapsa de Cheresh Kagorim. Hocha Loi Tapsa de Cheresh Kagorim. Let us see what Rashi says, and then we need an explanation also. But let's first see the Loshon of Rashi. So Rashi will be Yochan in the Omar Bakoynes, Afilo Mosa Loi Shal Heves Potter. Abyechan also Alocha, Afilo a Shal Heves was given over to Cheresh Oite Vekotten. He's Potter. The Hashti Muki Loho Diktonim Hashem Kem Beish B'Shal Heves. Because Eish is part of Hilba Shalabas. Urdechavor say the Mechayiv Gabi Sheiraboyer. So we have to compare the cases that the Baraisa differentiates between Sheiraboyer and Eish. Speaking about Bishair Mutter, Rabbeir Megule. So now the Gemara asks, Maishna. So the Gemara says, Hosam Gabi Be'era by the Shalheves, Tzavse de Cheresh Kagorim. Achizosoi shel cheresh gorma ahebe. Tzavse means the achize. The cheresh was mesavev the kiltul of the eish. Shehu notlo, he was entrusted with an eish. Now he took this eish, vaylicha legodish, and he took this to the godish, and then he watched very curiously, what's going to happen to the Godish when you bring a flame to the Godish? How long will it take to burn up? So, Memele, so here, the Cheresh was Mesavev Dezik. Hocha loitzavsa de Cheresh Kagorim. But over here, by Sheroboyer, it's not the Mase Cheresh that was Mesavev Dezik, Shasher Olach Vehizik. The shayr walked, they were talking about a shayr mutter. The shayr went, it was mazik. V'chein ha-boyer, the boyer was mazik, because there was no cover to it. V'loy al-yidei cheresh hizik. Tzavse achizosoy v'koychoy. Tzavse zaloshin, the holding it, and the koyach of the cheresh, that was mesaviv the hezik. Rashi says, the cheresh brought it to the Godish. That's how the Godish burnt. Miloshin tzvas shekoyrin tenailish. Like a prongs, just like a prongs holds on to something. That's why the holding on, that what the cheresh took this, the shalheves, and brought it to the Godish, that was mesabev the hezek. Vishnachina Galsinan Tzavse Yichudoi Shel Cheresh with two vavim, then it means the company of the Cheresh. Shen Nisyached Ima Shel Heves, he was together with the Shel Heves, Vinotla, and he took it to the Godish. Loshen Tzavse Shulash, the Loshen of company. Limrina Levi Tzavse Lechavre, one should be company for the second one. Now, what is Pshat in this Gemara? So I'd like to say over the Nachlas David and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. It says, Amor Yadiki Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, and he also explains why Resh Lakish is Chilek on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the only thing that needs explanation is why by Shalheves are you Potter. So Rashi says, well, the reason is Potter is because it's the Cheresh that did it. The Cheresh that did it. So the Nachlas David explains as follows. Let's first clarify one inyan. Is this expected? You have here a flame, you have here a Cheresh. Is this a normal action of a Cheresh to take it to a Godish? Or is that a not normal action? What is, if it's not to be expected, so, okay, not, what's the tafsa, the cheresh kagorim, like, it's very interesting words. The achiz of the cheresh made it. Either it's expected or not expected. I mean, what's expected? It's like a ruach metzuyah. There's a Gemara further. The Gemara says if a person left a charore al gabi gecheles, he had a cookie that was attached to a coal, and he left it, he left his doors wide open that all klovim can come, and a kelev went and took this cookie, which was very tempting. It was a little hot, there was a gecheles attached to it, and he took this charore out of the reshus of the Bailim and went to a Godish, and he ate the cookie and the Godish burned down. So the Gemara there says that the Baal HaGecheles is Chayiv. That means you should have expected this is a normal thing. You have, you leave over a Charore that is tempting to a Kelev and you leave the door open. That's called a Ruach Metzuyah. You don't need Dafka, a wind. That will be Meulich Daish. A Kelev is also Ruach Metzuyah. So, L'chayre, we have to define that what a Cheresh has a Shalheves in his possession is this Motzui that he'll take it, or is it not Motzui? Zok the Nachlas David, it's Motzui. Something that could be very well be expected. 100%, it's Motzi. No, it's Motzi. So you say, who's the Chalik did it? The Kelev did it. What's the Chalik? But it's Motzi. So the Nachlas David said, we had a Yisaydus the Ketosfis, and Avov HaMedalev. Teis and Avov says that if a, even though the Halacha is, if a Kelev will take a Charore and bring it to a Godish, so the Bala Charoris Chayiv, there's a Gecheles attached to it, that's called the Ruach Metzuyah. But if a person will do it, so then we attribute the action, so then we attribute, so since the Hezek was done through a Bardas, so we attribute the action to the person and not to the Bala Gecheles. That means if it was done through a wind or through a behemoth, this is a lav bardas, which is also equivalent to a ruach metzuyah. So then it's considered that you left your gecheles b'mokim sheinu shamo. It's olu that koiches will come and make it be mazik, a wind, a kelev, etc. But if we have a Yad Odom Ben, so we have a Bardas here that is taking it and doing it, then we attribute the whole Hezek to him and not to you. That was the Yesod that Taishva said on that book. Now, Dr. Nachlas David, what is a Cheresh? Is a Cheresh a Kelev, or is a Cheresh better than a Kelev? So he says, a Cheresh, we have to understand, is in between. He's not a normal bardas, that's for sure. But some das he has. There is some das in a cheresh. He brings the Gemara, says, a cheresh can write a get if God delayed al gabo. There is some das in a cheresh. So when the cheresh went and brought this gachel, this shalheves to a godish, there's the das of the cheresh, which is minute, which is contributing to this hezek. It's done through a cheresh. He says, that's the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and the Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish held by a shalhevish yachai. Why did the Reish Lakish held by a shalhevish yachai? He says, because it's a dover motzi. Reish Lakish held a cheresh is equivalent to a kelev. You can't attribute the hezek to him. He did it. It's not... I attribute all Hezek, a cheresh is equivalent to a kelev, and just like by a kelev, the Baal HaGecheles is chayiv, so by here, the Baal HaShalheves will be chayiv and gives over to a cheresh to the kod. Here, Rabbi Yochanan said a shtik teich. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Tav said the cheresh kagorim leim. Don't say that this is a normal phenomenon and it was done like a natural thing. Klovim take, the wind blows, a cheresh is equivalent to him. No, tzavs, the cheresh did it. And the cheresh has enough das that we could attribute the hezek to him. And whenever there is a bardas involved, So then we are miyachis the whole hezek to the bardas and not to the balagechela. That is how the Nachlas David says pshat the Gemara Beitra Beis Amid Beis, and this is gewaldig good in our Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Tosfos did not learn at all like this. Let us see Tosfos. Ula Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Afila Mosaloi shall have his potter. So Tosfos had a tremendous problem. Tosfos had understood before that Tosfos said Afilu by Asher Kosho. A cheresh is a chevraman. He'll untie the rope. So memele. So what is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Shalhevish Yepot Hulzicha something to think about. Tame my koshalei Hoshalhevish la Rabbi Yochanan kamei gachelos la Reish Lakish. So Tais says the whole bolt is that just like by Gacheles, Rish Lakish had said, even though a cheresh is olu to make problems, a lot of problems, but by a Gacheles, since the lifespan of the mazik is not too long, that means if he won't be very quick, there won't be a Gacheles to make an eishado. So Rabbi Yochanan goes a step further. Hashalhevis is also, Hashalhevis is not a constant flame. Hashalhevis is fuel that is burning on. Rashi said, Ud melube lecheresh, but it won't burn keseder after 50 minutes. It's going to burn out. So memele, so Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hashalhevis is equivalent to gecheles. The shaila is, how much what are we, the Reish Lakish, al dafka gecheles is only a 10-minute time span that it could be mazik. In 10 minutes, I don't have to be chayish that the cheresh will make a nesh out of it. Shalhevis, you have 50 minutes. I mean, 50 minutes already. I cannot trust the cheresh to become. And Rabbi Yochanan, all night, 50 minutes is also. Listen, as soon as you give it to him. You tell him to watch it, he won't go right away. It takes some time, a benkach. So what's the whole problem? Rabbi Yochanan, so we ask Nakash, Shalhevis, why? What's the problem? Told him, I'm Yaviozlo. Shalhevis, Rabbi Yochanan, to my gechels, lo shlokish, u bisher kosher, ben mechus, yachal amidai. And mishim dacher, shavid, lentukin, lentukin, my shomer, lo shlokish. So Memele, so can be speaking about, and this, so, and so by Boyer, since there is, he has a tremendous time span to make sure that the share will be mazi, so therefore Yechayim, and the Shalhevis, you have a smaller time span, so therefore Rabbi Yechanan, Tafila Shalhevis, Yopot. Yeshloima emphasized with the mashmalay, the time of Rabbi Yochanan and the potter, Bishum Shakotten Shoimroi, the Ein Hakotten Oise Hezek, El Adarabe, Oise Shmire. Ataisa says there's a Yesidistic machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How do we look at a cheresh oitev kotten that was instructed to take care of something? What can be expected from such a shomer? So Reish Lakish said, the only trouble. That means that's what Reish Lakish says. Dakel and Ture. A gecheles, before he'll have a chance to do anything, the gecheles will extinguish ready. But that's a Reish Lakish character, put into the category, a cheresh to be caught. He's a mazik, begiyos and ro. But he's not so fast, so if by gecheles, you could assume that by the time he'll start thinking to do trouble, to make trouble, it will be extinguished already. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not true. Achere shayte v'kotten have some sorts of responsibility. You tell them to watch it. There's some sorts of responsibility. So Memele, the mashmoy, the time of the Rabbi Yochanan, the potter mishum shakotten shoimroi, Reina Kotten Oysa Hesek. Rabbi Yochanan holds b'shita that I can assume that there'll be a minimum shmira from the Kotten. Not that he's going to make a Hesek. Ladra b'oysa shmira. Rahashta niche. So now we'll understand one other Tosfos had the whole problem about the Eish. But before we go to the Eish, so Tosfos says there's another problem really. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're speaking about a shoyer mutter. You have a shoyer that is without any shmira whatsoever. It says, Moshloir lechere shoyte v'kotten. So you're chayiv. So lechere, so Tosfos says, if you have a shoyer mutter, and you gave it over to chere shoyte v'kotten, I mean, Tosfos had understood till now, the chere shoyte v'kotten, makes troubles. Now, if you have a sheir mutas, why do you need mosre lechere sheite v'kotten yechayev? Yechayev without mosre lechere. You have a sheir mutas, there's no shmira yechayev. Why do you need mosre lechere sheite v'kotten? So Tosfos wants to tell you a moir of the kechidush. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, a chere sheite v'kotten has some responsibility. And I told him, I went over to the chere, and I told him, here, this is explained to him, this is a shoyer, it could be mazik. I want you to stand here and make sure that the shoyer doesn't go. He gives them directions how to take care of a shoyer. The same way there's an open bird, you stand here by the bird. If someone's coming, you just go out so they should move 5 feet away. I mean, he made it. And the cherishes of the cousin shook their head, said, okay, fine, understand. No problem. The Mamela, and they are shomrim b'miktzat. They make some sort of a shmira. So then you come by in 15 minutes, I hear already that the behema fell into the boil. I asked the cotton what happened. Oh, you heard some noise, someone was fighting. You just had to go to see what happened. I mean, he's not responsible, a cotton. So Mamela, so therefore, so that's the Chiddush though. The Chiddush is Shoyer Mutter, Boyer Megula, Shemotre, Lechere, Shoyte, Bekotten. I could think maybe he agreed and he said, you can rely on me. So I would think that, there's Yesh Dvorim Begav. So Kamash Malon, no, Yechaya. Am I not supposed to Rashi Dvokotten? Voboloi Mosra, Ignam Yechaya. The Noked Mosra Levusa, Afa Pisha Oto, Shmira Ktat, Ubahai Sfora Polagari Shlokis, that's a Machlokis, Shlokis, all Punkvakel. That he'll make trouble, if only you have a Shmira, be Mekalko your Shmira. Rabbi Yochanan held, no, you are underestimating the responsibilities of a Chereshoite of a cotton. Kali, they think it won't be Kali, that's for sure. They won't do this. You tell them they won't do it. So Memele, so about a pick in it, but more than that, if you have a shoyer mutter, it won't help. They won't do anything bad, but you can't rely on their shmira. But we have a cash over here. So what is pshat? What is the Gemara saying? Tapted the cheresh kadom. How does this come in over here? The Gemara says that tapted the cheresh kadom. The teres is a different teres. The teres is baitoches mam ya'am yevozel. I mean, that's lechayra the teres. The teres is something positive that he won't do to take care of it. From a mailer, so you have a shayer, so the shayer is going to be mazik.
So the Eish L'Chayrosa will be Mazik. Novos, Baruch Hashem, the Eish won't burn too long, so we can assume that it will burn out. So the Gemara doesn't say these words. The Gemara says, stop to the Cheresh Kadosh. So the Taitra Ben Peres says, Pshat as follows. Ashel heves eine yocha lahazik elim kein aide maise hacheresh shemailiche lagodesh. We're talking about Ashel heves. That remaining in the massive where it is now, without someone being enhancing the hezek, nothing is going to happen. The ilu mei nichoi, if we'll leave it here, lo yehei mas. And I could rely on the cherish. I can rely on this, but he won't take it to the Godish. I told him. So that was the Gemara says, Tamsa the Cheresh Kagorim, the Rabbeinu Peres says, that means that is not from my shall have it. That means the only way it could be Mazik if the Cheresh will take it, and that I'm not responsible to think about. I gave him an Eish, which Basheru Sham, we don't need any Haisophis of Shmirah to make sure it won't be Mazik. It won't be Mazik. The only way this Eish will be Mazik is if the Cheresh will take it. Avazoivait, I could rely on the Cheresh that he won't take it. I told him to watch it. So I'll kapon him. He won't zicha be Mazik with it. So, and if he does, that's zicha an onus. Masha'en kein by shoyer, lemaisa, this is a shoyer without a shmira. I cannot rely on a cheresh oita bekotten that my mazik is being watched and taken care of through his shmira. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tano Rabbana. Choymer b'shoyer mi b'boyer. There's a choymer that a shoyer is over a boyer. Chayme beboyer mi besher, the zachayme beboyer is over Hashem. Chayme besher mi beboyer. The first three halachis are chumres in din. Shasher meshalem as a koifer. If a sher amu has killed someone, so the bailem pay koifer. Vechayev bishloishim shaleva. That's if the sher killed the ben chayim, killed the Nebuchadnezzar. So then you pay shloishim shaleva. Nigmar dinoi, another chayma of a sheir, let's think about Karen, we'll see in Tosfos, asabano, that means if a sheir killed someone, and Bezdin Paskin, that we have to kill him, so after Nigmar dinoi, it's asabano. So all these are chumres in Tashlumim, and it's a chayma in Einish, Nigmadine Yosabano, but he can't derive any benefits. Then there's a chayma in Matthias, the Dalkel Eilich Lahazik, a mazik that's Eilich Mazik. It's not a concentrated mazik in one place, it's Eilich Mazik. Masha'in came Beboyer, Beboyer does not have all these four chumas. Chayma Beboyer mi Besher, Shaboyer Tchilas as the Yosilanet. A boyer is, as soon as it was made, it's oimed lahazik. That means as follows. That means when you make a boyer in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, you created a mazik. A boyer in the middle of Rishus HaRabim is a mazik. Chilas asiyosu lenezik. A shoyer, or an eish, is not chilas asiyosu lenezik, because a share is not such as a nezik, because a share is a animal. If it gets angry, it will be mazik. If it gets hungry, it will be mazik. If it gets fidgety, it's going to be mazik. But you have to activate the mazik. The mazik is not, a shayr is not a mazik. It's, there are sibbets which can make it into a mazik, but it's not a mazik. A boyer, Rishus HaRabim, is a mazik. So memele, tchilas atiyosa lenezik, number one. And number two, a mu'ed mitchilosoi. It's a mu'ed that pays nezik shalom. Hashem came b'sher. So this is the chayma of boyer over sher. Let us see Rashi. Rashi koifer b'mu'ed shehimis ben chayrim. You pay koifer. Also b'ano. Now, if Bezen Paskin is chayim, the same heimis odom, k'dachziv u'bal asher noki. That the owner of the sher is noki. Pure. Odom shemel chaveri ploini yotza noki min nechos tevein lebemano. He can't derive any benefit from his nechos. Asher ein kem beboyer, ein bala boyer chayiv betashrume misas odom. If a person dies to a boyer, you're potekin amrinen sher veloy odom. Let us see Taisvitz. Chayma b'sher, hay sher, hay nu kerem. We're speaking about Kerem. You know, we can see others in the Raya. It says, Boer is Mood Metchilosai. Aistachais that, that Sher is not Mood Metchilosai. So we're speaking about Kerem. Vidarkoi Leilech Lahazik. Hodalei Choshev Shehu Balechai. Masha Enkein Beboer. Why didn't the Gemara mention another chayma? It's a Baal Chai. Mishum dahavi bechlal v'darkoi leilech ulahad. The Tosfos says this is kolol, this is included in darkoi leilech ulahad. The Tosfos means as follows. Tosfos means that the chayma of Baal Chai means that it has a rotzen atmi, and it does not need to become activated through another koyach. That's the chayma of shayr over eish. Eish, that means without a wind, it is impossible to be mazik. She need a wind, a dover min achutz, to make it a mazik. A shayr is a self-contained mazik. That means when it's hungry, it'll go and start looking for food. It's angry, it'll start being mazik. So, but this whole chaymer of Baal Chai is the hoylech u'mazik of a shayr is through its chiyas. But I'm telling you, it's the hoylech u'mazik. So don't have to mention this nekudah when we're comparing. We're saying a chaymer of sheir over bird. That's it. A sheir is heilach amazik. You'll ask me, how is it heilach meiradik? It's a self-contained heilach amazik. It doesn't need any kaiches me bechutz me heilach amazik. But this is kolol in, but the yesaid is it's a heilach amazik. Heilach edei kaich atzma. Mashen ke bair is not a heilach amazik. So memele, so that we don't have to mention this. Vikavonose lahazik. Tatai says, I have another chayma. Kavanose lahazik, leshaych lemisni gabi boir, she'ein balei chay. You have to understand what Taisus is saying over here. Taisus is asking the kasha, the Baraisa should have mentioned, she'er is kavanose lahazik, leshaych lemisni gabi boir, she'ein balei chay. In Sukkot David, he says Pshat and Taisvis as follows. Kavanose lahazik have chumre shemuchach yoisa lahazik ki yitzroi tokfoi. That means the hezik that will come about is all to happen. Because he's not from the Bali Midas, and then Yitzray Toko, when he gets angry, shows he means business. Aber boyer tamid muchach lahazik. So perhaps we could be mamtik in what he's saying. And he's saying as follows. We had mentioned before that boyer is a chaymer over all others. It's tchilas asiyos elenes. That means, as soon as you make a boyer, you have here a mazik. A boyer b'shus harabim is a mazik. A shoyer is not a mazik. You need something to motivate the hazik. It doesn't have to be difficult. The motivation can come very easily and very quickly, but he has to be hungry if he wants to eat. He has to be angry if it's coming out silazi. He has to be fidgety if it's heilach hamazik. That means kavanosei lahazik is a chaymer when we're speaking about we want to differentiate between care and shame v'regel. So we'll say, well, if this is a chaymer, it gets yitzrei tatfoy, it gets angry quickly, it gets hungry quickly, whatever it is. These are svaris that are telling me that that I should reckon with this possibility and that it will be mazik. By boyer, that's not about the hezik of a boyer is not, I don't have to reckon with anything. It's chilas asiyosel in hezik. So it comes that even though the Lashon of Tosfos is not seemingly the way it seems, but the, he's saying pshat bekavanosei lahazik pshat lemisni gavi boyer shein balei chayim, and the vote is a balchai needs a motivation, but a boyer doesn't need a motivation. It's oimid to be mazik without any motivation. So memeila there's no chaymer of kavanosei lahazik of sheir over boyer. That is what Tosfos is saying. Okay, that's how he wants to say pshat. I'd like to say over. Rabban Zechayna Levroche wants to emphasize Tosfos Kasha, and he says, Amoridike Zach, he says, Amoridike Yesod. He says as follows. He says, Tosfos asks a Kasha, let us say that Keren is more humble than Boer, because Keren is Kavanos Ilahazi. So it's a Svore, the biggest Svore on Chiyah. So he said, the Baraisa is only telling us emes svaris. In a svare that is not oiska halten lafia emes, the Baraisa isn't talking about. Now he explains. He says, that is 100% true. If it would only say keren, and I want to learn out shame from keren, you can't learn out shame from keren. Keren is coming out silas. Shame is not coming out silas. That's 100% right. But Rabbi Sai, after I have Keren, Shem, Veregel, and I have Atzad HaShovesh Shebehem, he says, why are they Chayiv? Are they, they're not Chayiv because Kavanos Lazgan, I'm sorry, Shem is also Chayiv, Regel is also Chayiv. The Chayiv is because the Tzaylech HaMazik, Mamayim Choshmiros Nolecho. The Sibis HaChayiv is Tzaylech HaMazik. That's the Sibis HaChayiv. He says, that's true. These characteristics are important to create the Hilchei Seyem, that the Shein V'Regelus Potter B'Shus HaRabim and Keren is Chayiv Chatzi Nezik. The Hilchei Seyems are dependent in these characteristics. That is true. But the Yesod of the Chiyuv Tashlumim is because of Hilchei HaMazik. That's why it's mechuyev to pay. Let's not go into the nitty gritties. In this case, not about the when it is mechuyev. If I made a tzada shoveh that shein regel v'keren is chayiv, so the chiv is not because of kavanos ilazi, because shein yechiyach. The chiv is because of heilach umazik. He says boir lemaise is not heilach umazik. In Yesod, boyer should be potter to pay. Fakelt, and all the mazikim, excluding boyer, are hoichim a mazik. Eish is also hoilich a mazik. The Torah was only mechayiv hoilich a mazik. He says, you know why boyer is chayiv? Because boyer is tchilas asiyos ilu mazik. That is why Beir is Chayim. Beir is something what all these don't have. Beir is Chilas say the Torah, if you made a mazik already, there the Torah, but all the others, the Sibis Achiyim is Hailach Mazik. So he says, that's what the Barais is telling us. Chaymer b'sherme b'beir, that sheres Hailach Mazik. That is the Chaymer. That is the Sibis Achiyim. Why you're Chayim? This is only Hava Minas, that this should be a reason. But the Sibis, the true Sibis Achiyev is Hailach Mazik. The true Sibis Achiyev of Boyer is Tchilas Asiyosel and Nezik. Ma She'en Kem Be'Boyer, She'en Mishalim Kaifa, V'chein Eish. The Ktani B'Somboch, the Muslims say later that She doesn't pay Kaifa. She pays Kaifa, but Eish doesn't pay Kaifa. The imtaima, the neilef mishayr and the chayve bekayfer. Let's learn out from Shir. Why isn't? Well, let's learn out from Shir. V'aval gav dika lemeima shekain balchay. Now you want to learn out eish and bear from Shir. So I'll tell you, listen, you can learn out one. This is a balchay. It's a meile. So eish, even eish, you can't learn out. But about the gemitz, it's not hilach hamazik. Tomaskina lekama bepeire keitzad, the ike koifer beregel. The Gemara says later this koifer beregel. Shmami no, the yafine regel mikeren, voloi pochinen malekeren, shekein kavanose lahazik, vachayev bershusara. Now, Taisvis says a moiradike yesod in the kashe. Let us try to understand the kasha. Taisvis is asking that Eish and Boer be Chayiv and Kaifa, even though the parsha of Kaifa was said by Keren. And L'chayre Keren is Hoylech HaMazik, it's a Balchai, which Eish and Boer are not. Taisvis says, we don't ask questions. What do you mean you don't ask questions? So Taisvis says, I mean, you're right. The Gemara says later, Daf Chavov, that regel should be chayiv b'koifa. And there the Duma, there's why is it such a tzad? A different tzad. But let's go on the tzad of Yechayiv. Regel, which you learn out from Keren. Ay, Keren is kabanosi lahazi. Ay, Keren is chayiv b'shusarabim. Regel isn't chayiv b'shusarab. So, it seems, we don't ask questions. So, if you don't ask questions, so, let's learn out Asian Boyer, also from Keren. Now, Emerson, let's be a little, let's be a Megala Sot. The Taisvis and Daf Chavova Medalad didn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Regal is Chayv B'Koyf, we should learn out from Keren. The Taisvis, how can you learn out from Keren? Keren is Kamnos Elhazik, Keren is Chayv B'Shusarab. How can you learn out? Taisvis advised with Akash. But our Taisvis is, I don't understand the Gemara, that's my problem. But from the Gemara, you see, you don't ask questions. So Mamela is, we don't ask questions. You need a Rebbe to explain to you the Gemara. But that you can see from the Gemara. So Mamela, that Taisvis kasha over here. The Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz says, Amir de Kevot. He also asked this kasha, and the Gemara and Daf Chavot. I mean, how could the Gemara ever, how can my Vatad that regular Schaib the Koifa, how can one now from Keren? So he says, 100%, the Gemara is not learning out, from Keren. Because you can learn out from Keren. Keren is Kavanos Elahazi. Keren is Chayiv B'Shus Haram. And Regal does not have all these Chumras. Now, what's Pshat in the Gemara? He says, Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. So he says as follows. L'chein nira l'farish, t'vade le'motzi yalef mikaren, de'ike pirchi tuve k'defrish. Ohode komrinen midi dahave akeren. Hainu, kloima. Whenever they say kloima, that means that, have to add a few words to, don't take the Gemara literally. Sha'omra Teire, Vuhuat Bebolo, Shemishalem Kaifer. It says, Vuhuat Bebolo, Vilayish Merenach, Weiss, Shemishalem Kaifer, Bechol. So the Pasuk is telling us the Sibis Achiev is because he knows that the Shoyer is Olo to kill. So he says, so the Pasuk, even though Lemaise, the Pasuk is speaking about Keren, but this phrase, Vuhuat Bebola Volo Yishmerenu, Bechol Mazik Shehu Muet, the Gemara understood Vuhuat Bebolov is including Keren. Keren could also be a Muad. But the Sibis Achiev is, it's something that could have been expected. And he didn't take care of it. Ve'im Kain, Mayri Apostik Nami B'Shein V'Regel. That means I take out this phrase from the Pasuk, Vuhuat Bebol Voish Merenu, Kaifa Yushasolo. Vimkein Mayriya Posik, so this is a Posik that's speaking about a Hezik that should have been expected, that's Ulchei. So the Posik is Lav Davke speaking now only about Kerem. The Posik is speaking about Nami Bishem Beregel, Kimoi Kerem Uedis, because the criteria is Vuhuat Bebolov Lo Yishmerenu. Umahai Taim Enami Hav Mechayev Koifer Boir Ve'esh. Boir Ve'esh is also unexpected hezek. If you have you dug a deep manhole in the middle of a Shusarab, it's to be expected that people will get killed in it. So the Gemara held. And that's why the Gemara, there's no questions being asked over here. Malikaren, the Gemara held this phrase of a Huat Bebolov should be learned as a limit b'fnei atzmoi, that kol davar she'ulchei lohomis is a chiyev kaifa. And perhaps we could be moisef one nekude to what the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is saying. There's a meiridike gemore on daf mem dalet omid beis. Just 1 second. The gemore differentiates between nezikin and kaifer. The Gemara says, Nezikin is chiyuve de shayr, and kaifer chiyuve de balim kaporas nafshay. The Gemara is telling us, let us not compare these two in yonim. The din of tashlumi nezokin is, I have to pay for the hezek, I was masavev the hezek, I caused the hezek. There's a din, you're paying for the hezek, chiyuv de shoyer. That you're responsible for the actions of your shoyer. Kaifer is kaporas nafshay. Kaporas nafshay means someone was killed through you, through your lack of shmire. You need a kapore. That's what the Gemara says. Kaifer is, that's how Rashi says, chiyuv de bailim. This is a new chiyuv. When we're speaking about mazikim, so then each ma'amachayev on such a mazik, hilachum mazik, tchusas yosel and ezik, kabonosel azik, when I'm speaking about, I'm responsible to pay for this ezik, there are many protim that have to be taken into consideration in order that I should be obligated to pay. We're speaking about chiyuva de bailim. That means you need a kapore. This is someone got killed because of your negligence. You need a kapore. This is chiyuv de bailim. Let's not look You're responsible. You were Masavav Mises Adam. So it could be that, that's what the Taisus Rabbeinu Peret says, that the Gemara is a tzad, that in the middle of the Parsha of Sher, it says, Vuhu ad bebol of Eloish Merenu, this is a Maimar HaMuzger that is speaking about the Chiyav of Kofer, and here the Gemara held that everything that falls into this category of Vuhu ad bebol of, that he should have been aware that this is Oime to occur. It's a davar that's Urche to occur. So Memele, then there's a Chiyav Kofer ready. This is a new Chiyav in Gansman. So not I'm learning out from Keren. I'm saying that this pasuk in the middle of the parsha of Keren is a davar klali. It's including all mazikim that is uche lahazik, that is a chiyuv on the bailim for kaporas nafsha.